There's a creaking in my shed as every few minutes it feels like the roof is going to be lifted off by the wind. I'm working on a podcasting workshop, which I'm delivering next week. 5 hours of juicy podcasting. So that's going to be a tough day, but fun. And I've stayed pretty much off Twitter. I've probably tweeted twice today, which for me is nothing at all. Wants to state that I'd be spending the next period of time viewing episodes of Adventure Time on the big screen, the projector. Wheel the projector out. Don't have a TV to watch. I like it that way. And I just posted a photograph of Al Gore playing the drums, because everybody is talking about Twitter algorithms. Get it? And some are getting quite het up about it, because, well, justifiably so, maybe. This is people's storytelling platform in some ways, and you've got Jack Dorsey now trying to make Twitter more, in inverted commas, user-friendly and intuitive for people just starting out with the service. Well, excuse my French, but not them. I mean, come on. Desperate for new people, so let's copy Facebook even more. I don't know. Maybe Twitter will survive this. Maybe it will lose many in the throngs who are looking for that. I don't know. We've got so hungry for the numbers that it's very difficult to sidestep onto something else. It's only when Twitter implodes and becomes something so epically broken that a new kid could potentially come on the block. But how is a new kid going to be noticed unless it's got all of the marketing bang and bucks connected to a startup which has exactly the same mindset as Twitter and everybody else? That is exponential growth forever till we either get bought out, explode, or become the one platform to rule them all. But then they still won't be happy, will they? Maybe the truth of the fact is that these things only work when there are a certain number of people on them. And as much as our narcissistic mindset would like absolutely everybody to know what we are doing every moment of the day, in some occasions, that's not happening, is it? It's not happening now. I get asked many times a day, can you retweet this? Because somebody sees I've got followers in tens of thousands and they're like, can you retweet this? Just thinking like 1,000 people are going to rush over to have a look. It doesn't work like that. Of all those people, how many are bots? How many are awake now? How many are in a different time zone? How many are scrolling so fast through their timelines, they're probably only catching a small portion of the day because they follow, like me, thousands of people. Unless you are in the lists, you don't see that stuff. And then how much of the stuff is relevant when you're asking me to share something for you, you know? So, not you personally, obviously, but it happens. And so, you know, 4 hits and then people are shocked. Just the way it goes. It's not that, you know, people can see this stuff, but will they act on it? Will they break themselves from the perpetual scrolling to click a link and open up a browser within the app or go to a separate space on the web? Oh, man. I'm quite liking the experiment of the newsletter, because should I see a migration happening, I will no doubt discuss it there. And, you know, although it's small numbers on the newsletter, I can't help but feel that those that have subscribed actually want to be in that space and are actually engaged in similar things that I'm interested in. Otherwise, they wouldn't want to be reading my emails and emailing me, and I wouldn't be responding and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It's a weird silo in the positive sense. And if something really cool and exciting comes along, hey, let's go and check out this platform, that it might be that a number of people could head over with me, and we can decide for ourselves whether or not this is a worthy seed that's been planted by somebody. An open platform would be fantastic. Some kind of decentralized sharing, communicating system that works across all devices. I don't know, Diaspora seems to have been and gone, had its chance. Maybe it'll come back. I think I'll head there in a minute and have a look. So what's going to happen to the stories? What's going to happen to the beginnings and the middles and the ends if what you're viewing is the end, the middle, and then the beginning, or any other kind of mashup of what is the timeline? When I went from Land's End to John O'Groats, I was counting on my tweets appearing in order so that people could track back, or people could see the most relevant tweet, which was what was happening right now. I need a lifter here, or can anybody put me up for the night here, or so on and so forth. If Twitter's going to decide what is your most important statement, update, status update, it's going to really cock up that. What about the people writing a novel in 140 character spurts and sharing it? It's going to be just the sex and the murder and the action that's going to be featured, and all the glue of the story is going to be lost in small text further down. Yeah. Interesting times. It's a very powerful tool. Very powerful tool. And it's enabled a certain democratization of news and reporting. And it will be interesting to see whether or not this is some kind of strange precursor to demanding people pay to have absolutely everything either kept in order, or this is really important, I want this to be seen even though nobody's got any interest in it at all. Or maybe the CNNs and the NBCs of this world will ensure that when there is breaking news, only the official line is towed. This is perfect kind of backdrop, perfect mechanism for censorship to occur. Once there's an algorithm, you can always blame the algorithm that stuff isn't being seen. That's just my conspiracy mind talking there, but it's a possibility, isn't it? So anyway, that's my thoughts while I sit here. I'm meant to be doing one thing and thinking about another, as is often the case. Saturday. Feels like a Sunday a bit, but it's a Saturday, and I'm going out for a meal tonight, so whoop-de-doo! I'm going out for a meal with... Yeah, maybe I'll talk about it in my newsletter. Maybe I'll wait for episode 007 before I talk about it in my newsletter. I haven't given too much away! It's right at the end of this audio. No one's going to pay any attention to that. No one's probably clicked on this, as is the current state of affairs, for those that do. If I'm not listening to your audio, let me know. This needs to be a reciprocal relationship. I can subscribe to possibly... two more if I delete another biggie in the podcast world. It's a busy month this month, isn't it? February, with everybody sharing stuff. And I'm probably subscribed to less than 0.5% of people who are actually communicating on this fair platform while this exists. Oh, God, it's going to be back to writing letters, isn't it? Have a good weekend, guys. Bye.